Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Cross the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots back!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Oh, it's 60 minutes of Husky hockey here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Good morning to you, Coach Pearson.
Good morning, Dirk. Good to be with you again.
Nice to have you with us, and we're ready to talk about what happened at Ferris State and what hopefully is going to be happening against Northern Michigan in the home-and-home series coming up this weekend. The Huskies coming off a split against Ferris State University in a very tough place to play down there at Big Rapids. A 5-1 victory on Friday night. 3-2 loss on Saturday night. Man, I thought we were going to get the equalizer there on Saturday. Just felt like we had everything going for us, but just couldn't do it. Hey, Coach?
Well, we had a good third period. We ran out of time, basically. I thought we were the best team in the third period. As the game wore on, we got better and better, and we just ran out of time. But you have to start earlier. You have to start before that and play with that sense of urgency the whole game, which we did in the last period. We were pretty good, so I think we outshot them 20-10, and the attempted shots were, I think, 37 to maybe 12. So we really carried the play in the third period, and that's how we have to perform or try to perform every period.
You mentioned this a lot, not a lot last year, because we did so. We didn't have many games like that, but I remember you mentioning that on the games that maybe we lost, we weren't desperate enough early enough in the game.
Well, yeah, and even though we got off to the lead in this game, which is good, you always want to try and get that first goal in the lead and on the road, and then when you statistically, when you see who scores first, who wins, it really slants the team who has scores that first goal. But I thought we were just okay. We didn't get much momentum the first two periods, and a lot of that was primarily due to penalties. We got in bad penalty trouble in the first and second period, the second game. The first game, obviously, we only had four penalties all game. And here you are, you're taking three penalties the first period, three penalties again the second period. That's 6 minutes right there of penalty time, and you just don't get in a flow. And I think that's why we didn't get the opportunities to play with that flow or urgency or desperation we really needed.
As you look at the WCHA as a whole over the weekend, Coach, everybody else was playing non-conference play, even though some interconference, non-conference matchups. What did you think on the weekend?
Well, yeah, when you look at the scores, the league is not doing as well as we had hoped. Minnesota State obviously has lost four games in a row. Very tough opponents, two at home, two on the road. And, they've been swept twice already. Now, having said that, up in Alaska, both those teams, I believe, swept their games up there. So I guess it's a mixed bag this weekend, and it's been a mixed bag overall. And that's going to be critical as we go forward, that we make sure we try and take care of our non-conference games and as a league also, that we win more of those games.
How surprised are you right now at Minnesota State and their lack of scoring anyway? Not just the,
well,
that
I think,
lost.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, I guess, is just the lack of scoring, because they've got a lot of guys back. I think they were in the top five in the country returning goals this year. And you look at Franklin and McClure and Gervais, himself had 20, I think, 8 or 9 last year. They just haven't seemed to get it going yet. And their power play, too, it goes hand in hand. I think they've been shut out 3 times already.
Right, the last 3, I think.
Yeah, and, they're playing good teams. But still, I'm not surprised they've gotten beat, per se. But, right, the lack of production is alarming a little bit right now, but I'm sure they'll get that figured out and get going. They're too deep a team, too good a team.
Nice turnaround by Damon Winton's Lakers after getting beat 6-3 against Northern. They go and host them and beat them 4-0, and they shut out there.
Yeah, I watched part of that game, the Saturday night game, very physical. I was really surprised how physical the game was, by both teams, and more so Lake State. So I think they played look like they're playing with a little bit more desperation, playing a little more physical. You know, things went in for them in that game. I watched the goals, you know, obviously, and things seemed to find their way to the net. And, you know, they played with a lot of momentum and got good goaltending. When you don't give up any goals, Dirk, you got a pretty good chance of winning. We've talked about that before. But, no, they're improved. And I talked to Damon last week, and, you know, he feels better about his team and knows they're on the right track and the right path to being, you know, a better team than they were last year.
And Bemidji State, even though they did lose on a Saturday night, playing some stiff competition and getting some wins under their belt under some very against some very good teams.
Well, yeah, they're 500, 1-1-1. They beat Minnesota Duluth, which is a good team. Obviously, they tied North Dakota at home, which has an excellent team, and then they went into North Dakota and you know, lost. But you know that's as tough a schedule as you're going to see. So they've got a good team this year. I mean, they finished in the top four in our league last year, had home ice, and. And they got a lot of good returning players on that team. The one question mark they had was on defense. They lost some pretty good defensemen, but as far as forwards and their goaltender are back, so they'll be a good team this year, and they'll be one of those teams right in the chase.
All right, so let's talk about Friday night's game, Coach. We win by a score of 5-1, and you know, we get two goals in the first, two goals in the second, and we equalize them in the third after they get that early third period goal. They got into penalty trouble Friday night. We really capitalized on that.
Well, we did, and our power play was on. Things went in for us. I thought we did a real good job handling the puck. I thought Brett Boyne, one of our freshmen, really made a good impression, and you can see he's going to be a good player, and especially in those odd man situations, you know, where we do have the power play. But I thought our power play looked good. Gary Shuchek's done a good job with that unit. They moved the puck around well, and things went in. And when things go in, that really helps. But we got off to a good start. Well, I shouldn't say we got off to a good start. The first 5-10 minutes, I thought Jamie Phillips did a real nice job. They had the pressure on us, and we were on our heels a little bit. And, you know, Ferris is at home. They got the crowd, and they came after us hard. And as you know, that rink is smaller, and the ceiling's right on top. It feels like things happen very quick. And I thought they did for our team on Friday night. You know, we hadn't played a Division I opponent yet, and you know, we played two good games the weekend before, but once you get in, it's another step up. The pace is just, you know, quicker, and I thought that caught us a little off guard the first 5 to 10 minutes until we scored. You know, once we scored, then we sort of settled down and played much better.
Well, you know, I know I told you during our pregame interview for Saturday night that we had talked to Mason Blacklock after Friday night's game and asked him how he felt, you know, in his first NCAA game. He said, what a difference from even last week going into this game on Friday night. And he said it was just it was so fast, but he got his feet underneath him.
Well, he did, and he's one of the players who, you know, one of our first-year players that got thrown into a tough environment. That's as tough as environment that you're going to be placed in anywhere in college hockey. It's just a unique situation. I've been in there, oh boy, probably over 30 times, you know, with a team. And even with some of the real great teams I had been associated with, it's a tough place to play. You know, it's hard to explain, I guess, you know. Like, you know, most football fields obviously are all standard. Basketball courts are all standard. Well, hockey rinks aren't. And, you know, you get different buildings, different size ice surfaces. And this one was, it's tough. And they really come after you. They're a physical team, too. So, and the way they play, they chip and chase, and it really puts a lot of pressure on you. But Mason did well. All our first year players, all our freshmen did well over the two games. But like I said, we had a good performance Friday night, and the pace was quick.
So on Friday night, as you say, we weathered that storm from Ferris State University early on. Jamie Phillips, as you mentioned, outstanding in goal, and we get past that firestorm in the beginning of the game. We get that first goal, and that was huge, obviously.
Well, it was, and like I said, when you're on the road and you know, the fans are into it, they're all hyped up, and your opponent is coming after you pretty good. The one way to settle everything down is to score first, and we did. And I thought it was a huge goal for us and got us off to a better start than the first 5-10 minutes.
He'll send it down for Boeing. Boeing to the front of the net. Backhander attempted, and a shot and a goal. No, they say they wave it off. Heinonen put it in.
Heinonen did put it in, and he knew that it had gone over the line. And just to create the draw the picture here, or paint the picture, on the goaltender Williams did catch the shot, catch the puck, but his glove did go back over the line into the net.
Well, it was a good play on the power play. The puck came from one side of the crease over to the other, and Tyler was found himself alone a little bit, and he's in a little awkward position. He just couldn't take a forehand, so I had to sort of spin and take a backhand, and really the whole side of that net. You guys probably had a great angle from your side of the building there, but the whole side of the net was open, and the Ferris goaltender, Williams, couldn't get over, but he threw out his glove and